This is KERA News. I'm Bill Ziebel. Governor Greg Abbott has given the Texas Education Agency a week to file a draft plan to fix longstanding violations of federal education law. The U.S. Department of Education today said Texas failed for years to properly educate students with disabilities. For more than a year, education authorities have investigated allegations that Texas illegally denied special education services to many students. Attorney Kim Rogers works in the Dallas office of Disability Rights Texas and says her organization brought the issue to state officials 4 years ago.
I think this is a great day. I think that the children with disabilities in the state of Texas who have been ignored by TEA and not gotten the services they need, they've been somewhat validated.
Robbie Cooper in Austin is one of those moms feeling vindicated. She battled for years to get help for her son, Ben, who has dyslexia.
I really feel like the Department of Education has listened to parents and listened to advocates and really was willing to step up and issue a report that, in my opinion, honored the integrity of and future of the students in Texas that have disabilities. So I'm grateful.
It was back in 2016 that a Houston Chronicle story alleged that for years, the Texas Education Agency told school districts to cap special education enrollment at 8.5% to save money. Kim Rogers says that violated student rights. She could only make an educated guess at the number of children denied services since 2003 when the TEA policy began.
We know that the percentage that were being served in special education fell from around 12% to 8.5% over the years. And that's a tremendous number of kids, tens of thousands of kids who were not getting services.
Throughout the federal investigation, the TEA denied it capped special education enrollment, calling it a misunderstanding. Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath says he'll deliver solutions demanded by federal officials and the governor. TEA spokesperson Dieta Culbertson.
Well, the governor has directed the commissioner to take swift and immediate action to address the findings in the report, and the commissioner has committed to doing so.
Commissioner Morath says he's already been working to strengthen services for students, then ensure those services get delivered. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.